is Andrew Mellish. I'm having a cup of tea in Copenhagen with Alyssa. I think in order to understand the working culture, you have to understand the general emphasis on egalitarianism here in Denmark. They don't like elites. There's no such thing as a gifted program in most schools, for example. There's a couple schools for gifted people in the whole country, but that's the idea is that if you're very good at school, you should stop and help your neighbor who's struggling, not kind of soar ahead. And on the other hand, you know, people don't crash to earth. We don't have a lot of homeless people. So it's like a band. You don't go too high, but you don't go too low. You have to understand that emphasis on equality. And for that reason, Danish working culture puts the employee's needs at least to the equal of the customer, if not more. So people here work 37 and a half hours a week, and then they go home. I think, you know, America's working culture, we have what we call a meritocracy, which is sure ain't perfect. But there is this idea that if you work super hard and excel and you're super smart, you'll get ahead. I think that the U.S. system encourages excellence in a way that Danish doesn't. But on the other hand, it's exhausting. It really is. Time is the most important thing to Danish people. So that's one of the reasons it's so important to be on time all the time, because you don't want to take anyone's time that you haven't been given. So that means that they work to live, they don't live to work.